Richard Todd, welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa here on the new Tide 99.1. I hope all is well.
Everything's great, Ryan. How about you?
Absolutely. No doubt. When we can have a chance to sort of talk with you and reflect upon your playing days here in Tuscaloosa, nonetheless, give us an update on what is happening right now in your life.
I've been in the financial business for, I guess, the last 28, probably 30 years. Started off with Bear Stearns, was with them for 22 years, and then the meltdown, the crisis, and J.P. Morgan took us over. So I've been with J.P. Morgan, I guess, the last 5 or 6 years. But I'm in Atlanta. I've been here. We'll go back and forth from Florence to Atlanta, and been doing that for quite a while.
Richard, I go back, and this was a question. I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit younger, so I don't remember exactly your playing days as far as collegiate. I do remember the pro days, but let's spend a little time, because I had a caller that called in and said, you know, Richard Todd really identified himself and furthered his stock in the Senior Bowl in Mobile, and maybe you could pick up and sort of elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I've been keeping up with AJ, too. I'm sure you have questions about AJ, but you got to remember, it's a totally different time. Now, when I played 72 through 76, so really the only games to play, there was the Hula Bowl back then, there was the Senior Bowl. And I never forget, I went to Coach Bryant, and I got invited to both, obviously. And I went up and told him, I said, Coach, I'm going to play in the – I'm from Mobile. I didn't really want to go back to Mobile and play the Senior Bowl. I wanted to go to Hawaii. You know, I'd never been anywhere in my life, so I thought that'd be pretty cool. But Coach Bryant said, "No, you're gonna go down and play in the Senior Bowl." So that's what I did. But you know, that was really the only time I had to show what I could do, because when I played at Alabama, you know, when I backed up Gary Rutledge my sophomore year, I played about as much as he did, and then I started my junior and senior year, and you know, backup quarterback probably played as much as I did. Coach Bryant used to substitute teams in and out all the time. And we played three different sets of backs and linemen and everything. But, we threw an average of like six times a game. So the Senior Bowl, thank goodness I did play in the Senior Bowl, because I had a pretty good game. I think practice is more important to the Senior Bowl than actually the game. They're there to watch you the whole time at practice, and 7-on-7 and how you throw the ball. But, you know, I can understand what AJ, especially if he's beat up and it sounds like he's kind of sore, and you know, they've got all kind of tape on him, because they run a pro-style offense. And plus they have the combine. You know, we didn't have the combine back then. It was just go play in the Senior Bowl, and that was basically it. So the combine is probably, you know, I wish he was playing the Senior Bowl, but I could totally understand if he's beat up and his arm's a little sore. Get ready for the combine. You know, you can show what you can do there.
No, absolutely. And we could talk off the airways, but it was almost an automatic decision for AJ McCarron. And it's, you know, there's some reasons that, you know, we don't want to go into, but as you talked about, a little bit of a banged up shoulder, and that was one of the reasons why he chose not to play. And you have to get it really healthy, because, you know, that's when the combine, when you're under that microscope. As you look at him from a quarterback that had success in the next level, how do you see AJ NFL career?
Oh, I think AJ will be fine. I think his arm is definitely strong enough. It just, you know, when you're a quarterback in the NFL, I mean, it's totally different, because, you know, the spaces are just smaller. You know, in college, a guy could be open, you get the ball to him. You know, when you get in the pros, it's the competition is just, you know, it's so much more than it is in college. So, you know, he's got a good arm. A lot of it just depends on what team you get with, and you know, what kind of receivers, what kind of running game, what kind of defense, you know. QB is about as good as the team is, so it starts with him. And you know, it's totally different now too, because it's all the passing game. When I played, you had to have a running back. You know, running back was really the top priority back then. Now it's you don't want to say it's like backyard ball, but they just spread everybody out and they get these great athletes out there, and they find out what the weakness is on defense, and that's where they go to now. It's just spreading everybody out to see if your guy can beat the other guy.
No doubt, another quarterback from that Mobile area. It seems like that has been a hotbed, and it's good that Nick Saban sort of put the boundaries up down in the Mobile, because we talk about A.J. McCarron, we talk about yourself and many others, and you know, you got another rumor out here involving possibly a Florida State quarterback that could transfer also from that area. It's just a hotbed of talent in that area.
Yeah, well, really some great athletes down in Mobile. It's a, good school system. There's real good coaches. It's, it's down the coast. It's just a great place to be.
Let's go back, and I have been told that Coach Moore vocally told folks that you were one of the most athletic quarterbacks that he ever coached. Go back to that sort of that playing style. It sort of reminds you of maybe some of this attack that they're doing on the running the football now. It's where, you knew what Alabama was going to try to do. It was just very hard to stop it.
Well, I think, we just had, and like I say, I keep saying it's different and different, but you got to remember when I was signed by Alabama, I remember going in there in the summertime, we lined everybody up, and I think we signed like 48, 47 guys. And he said, all the quarterbacks get over here, and we had like 7 or 8 quarterbacks. I was just a list of them. So, it's totally different now, and you have to give Coach Saban and his staff a lot of credit, because, you can only sign so many guys, and you've got to really be certain on them. And I'm sure scouting and videos and everything they have nowadays may make it a little easier, but, you still got to find out a guy with good character, and, he can pass school and everything else. So it's, it's probably harder to do nowadays. Coach Saban's done a great job at that. But, like I said, Coach Bryant, running the wishbone, it was, I was just a glorified, slow, running back is all I was.
Now, hold on. You were a track star, and you ran sprint through the disc. Now,
I wouldn't say I was a track star.
Well, now, yeah, but, I mean, you don't run track and be slow, Richard. I know you're trying to be humble here, but I did my research. I don't think you were a slow guy.
Well, I won the state discus my junior year, but, I wasn't much of a runner as far as, running. That fast, but I guess I could run about as fast with all the equipment zones, as I could without. But we really had just a stable of running backs, and you run that wishbone, and you just wear people out. I mean, I remember we played Clemson and beat them 66-0. We played Virginia Tech, I think, my sophomore year, and we beat them 77-6. And we had, I still think that's the record. I think we rushed for over 700 yards. We had 4 guys over 100 yards in that game. So, we just kind of wore people out. But, like I said, we threw like 6 times a game. So, we really didn't have to. But it was not a passing offense. We lost to Notre Dame twice in the bowl games. And when you kind of get behind, you can't, it's not really a passing offense. It's really hard to come back to the wishbone.
How hard was it for you to be, drafted? The New York media put that pressure on you to replace the legendary Joe Namath?
Well, there's only one Joe Namath. I mean, if you had to pick it over again, maybe you would have been lucky and they didn't take you. But but I had a great time in New York. I enjoyed it. But there's only one Joe, and it's kind of hard to follow his shoes. And Joe, Joe was my idol coming up too, and he was in, when I was in the 8th grade, they won the Senior Bowl, not the Senior Bowl, the Super Bowl. So, to play with Joe was a big thrill, and I can still consider him a very good friend and see him now and then. But, pro football is going to be tough wherever you go, so doesn't really matter if you're following an idol or somebody else. There's always people going to be there you're going to be compared to, and I guess the worst thing about to me was I wasn't very mature back then, and I guess just taking the critique of the New York press was probably a little more for me than I could handle. But I really didn't handle that very well. But you live and learn.
Richard, I'm not comparing it to New York City to Tuscaloosa, but the same pressure can be said for the quarterback job at Alabama. Would you not agree?
Oh, well, I think so now. With the media it is nowadays. I mean, 72 through 76, I think we may have played on national TV, twice a year. And now every game, everything you do is so scrutinized. And, that's why you got to give it to AJ. He's had an unbelievable career, and just the passing stats he's done, the different players that have been here. I know the game's different now, and and they, you know, they rely on passing more and spreading people out. But it's still just things the quarterbacks at the plate here and all the records that he's broken.
Absolutely. Richard Todd right now inside the game, Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. What is that take-home message when you have a chance, and I don't know if you have any grandkids now, but when you have a chance to reflect on your playing days here in Tuscaloosa and folks say, you know, I don't understand what Coach Bryant meant to so many great players like yourself. What did he mean to you, and what's that take-home message about Coach Bryant that you would share with us?
I just thinking about Coach Bryant and just the way he handled himself and the class he had and, the way he tried to teach us, you know, you go out there and make your mamas proud. You're thinking of your family, your teammates. I mean, it was never, you know, nowadays it seems like, especially in pro football, it's all about me. I mean, you see these players, you know, jumping up and down every time they make a tackle or do something. You know, you'd never get away with that with Coach Bryant. I remember we had a linebacker one time made a tackle and jumped up and down. He took him out. And I think he was out for a quarter. I'm not going to name the guy. He's a good friend of mine. But winning. I mean, you know, we had great teams. That's what I remember about Alabama. It was, yeah, it was a lot of fun. When you win, that cures a lot of wrongs. So, you know, we just had a great team, great time. Coach Bryant was a great teacher, and he tried to teach you about life, too, and that's what you should do at that age.